This is Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael in for Gemma Gaudette. Tragedy didn't stop musician and composer Molly Joyce from following her passion. In fact, it inspired her to do more. And today her work is concerned with disability as a creative source. Molly is the artist in residence at Sorrell's Place in Garden City this month, and she's teaming up with the local dance group Open Arms Dance Project for a free community event tonight. Molly joins us along with Megan Brandel, the director of Open Arms Dance Project. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
So Molly, you started playing violin at a young age, and maybe we should kind of set the scene for our listeners, understanding about the car accident that could have ended your musical career.
Sure. So at the age of 7, I was involved in a car accident, which nearly amputated my left hand. And before the accident, I was involved in music a little bit, playing violin. And following the accident, my mother really wanted me to continue playing music in some way possible. I don't think she necessarily saw me as a musical prodigy or destined for a life in music. I joke that she saw it as probably a nice extracurricular on my college resume 20 years down the line. And so she tried to figure out some instrument I could play. So I eventually played cello backwards and then trumpet, and then was really drawn to music composition. And when I look back, I think I was so drawn to it and that I didn't really have to think about my hands as much with composing. With cello and trumpet, there's always kind of this friction between the instrument's physical expectations of my body. And so with composing, I felt like I could really let my mind and imagination run free without major consideration of what my hands could or could not do. And since then, it's kind of just been this journey from really denying my disability to really embracing it first and foremost in my practice. So it's expanded outwards to performing and collaborating with groups such as Open Arms and research all centered on disability as a creative source.
Well, that journey took you through Juilliard, again, took you into here into Boise with the Open Arms Dance Project. And I suppose we should get some more background on that, Megan, if you don't mind us telling about this project. It started, what, about 10 years ago?
About 13 years ago now. And when I was at school earning my Bachelor of Fine Arts in dance, my dad developed Lou Gehrig's disease. And even before that, I had been teaching dance classes for people with disabilities. But he was slowly losing movement as I was gaining my degree in movement and studying, you know, dancing, you know, almost 20 hours a week. And so that was, that just set me up to do this. And Open Arms is very much in honor of my father. And so we're a group with and without disabilities and all ages. So multi-generational, our youngest dancer, I think this season will actually be 6. I usually don't accept dancers until they're 7. And my oldest dancer is in her mid 70s. And like I said, people with intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities and some folks who are non-disabled.
So understanding that, and I've seen some of the segments of film clips from the Open Arms Dance Project, and there really is a welcoming of those younger dancers, the younger folks you work with. What has that experience been like working with kids?
It's wonderful. I mean, the age group I connect with as a dance educator is like preschool and early childhood. And so that's kind of my thing. And then as a community, they're so open-minded typically and willing to help and playful, and they the younger kids just bring this lovely energy to the group.
Now Molly, your work, as you said, has been talking about goes deep into the loss of physicality and kind of is you're a voice for the disabled. What has been your work specifically in Boise? What material have you been collecting here?
Sure. So I was really excited to kind of continuing an ongoing project I have featuring disabled interviewees responding to questions like what is access for you, what is care for you, and more. All these questions and concepts that are asked, I feel are really kind of central to disabled experience, although I feel that everyone can really relate to them on their own level, disabled or non-disabled. So I was really excited to pursue a new iteration here in Boise in collaboration with Open Arms. So I asked three questions to several of the disabled members from Open Arms. I asked, what is strength for you? What is care for you? And what is interdependence for you? And with those interviews, I kind of edit down the audio recordings and highlight the members' voices orally, and then add my musical underscoring involving voice and organ samples, and then also created videos with open captions of their answers to have kind of multiple sensory outputs of the work possible. And of course, tonight, Open Arms, they've created a dance to go along with the material as well, which is, I think, that like the highest level this project has taken so far, with kind of these in-person elements. And I've always really dreamed of having especially disabled dancers with it, just adding another layer to it, and really just so excited for tonight.
There's certainly a lot of layers for this live event tonight, and the time arts element, the interview element, the musical element. Just out of curiosity, what's some of the examples that stood out for you when you asked, you know, what is strength?
Yeah, I have to think back. I know one of the members really just talked a lot about the importance of hiring community support workers, if I'm getting that right, or about social workers and the challenge with that, which I think is an often not highlighted enough aspect of a disabled life in a way. I think people don't really consider the challenges with finding an appropriate support worker that you're comfortable with, that can suit you, even just with scheduling, like little things down to logistics. And I was really excited to highlight that aspect, because I love highlighting everything from the very, let's say, vague and spiritual almost to the more mundane, and just those crucial little, I don't say little parts, but just essential parts of daily disabled life that I think people don't often think enough about.
Again, we're talking with artist Molly Joyce. Also, we're talking with Megan Brandel, the director of Open Arms Dance Project. Always creativity at Sorrell's Place in Garden City. This is a free community event tonight, located in Garden City at Sorrell's Place. You know, both of you have been there at Sorrell's Place. What do you think that role has been in your career, or this moment in time, really? And maybe I'll go to you, Megan.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience for me to do a residency, especially at this, it was last year in October. So at that particular point in the pandemic, and just to get away and have quiet space to process everything that was going on through my art form. And so it was wonderful for me, but then it's been really great. Everybody at Sorrell's Place, Jody Eichelberger, has connected me now with Molly, and has helped foster some really wonderful collaborations, which I so appreciate.
And Molly, your experience with this community at Sorrell's Place?
Sure, I want to just echo everything Megan said, especially this collaboration. I think I've done a number of artist residencies, and I never had, I think, such a close-knit collaboration with a local group, which is really exciting for me. And I also can't praise this location enough. I love it along the river in Garden City. I love running here and just exploring local area. And also tonight, just to add, the event will actually be at the Roots local market, just down the street from Sorrell's Place, which we're really excited about as well.
A grocer, in a zero-waste grocer in Garden City, for sure. So are there kind of lessons that you'd love to depart, that you'd love to you know, share with the non-disabled as they maybe view the work?
Sure. I think for me, it's really just highlighting the disability perspective as not just like right or wrong or black or white, or that not everyone has a homogenous view on everything, but really highlighting the diversity of the disability community, from visible to invisible disabilities, I think temporary to permanent, intellectual to physical, and really that, at least in my view, I feel that disability is really identity for all to go into and embrace, and all can learn from, and really kind of a legitimate identity and minority in its own right.
I mean, that's a wonderful point about the invisible nature to some of the able-bodied. They is not apparent, and it's something that also people need to be sensitive about. And also for you to consider in your art.
Yeah, definitely.
So one last question for Megan Brandl, the director of Open Arms Dance Project. Been seeing your work over the last dozen years. Where is it going next?
Really exciting places. So I've just started this summer a collaboration, a partnership with the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights, and I'll be coming up with dance lesson plans that help promote kindness, respect, compassion. Upstander is the name of their curriculum, and using Open Arms dance films to take to elementary schools and show them how diversity and differences are make our communities strong and interesting, rather than, you know, differences being scary. And so that's kind of an exciting direction we're taking.
Well, here on Idaho Matters, we've been pleased to speak with musician and composer Molly Joyce, as well as Megan Brandl, the director of Open Arms Dance Project here in Boise. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Tom Michael in for Idaho Matters.